Also er sagt, nicht, dass ich sage, wenn ich mir sage, dass ich mir darf, mein Beis. Nicht, dass er mir sagt, dass ich mir nachdem wir kommen. Mary S. One Bryce says the water has to be spilled onto a sloped place that will go away and not onto an area with cracks in the ground where the water will collect. But another Bryce says maybe poured onto an area with cracks in the ground. Mary S. says the first Bryce discusses where there's a lot of water, where there's a risk it will collect and remain stagnant there, and that's why you have to get rid of it. The second Bryce discusses where there's less water and therefore it doesn't pose that same risk. Zakhmar Behuda says matzah dough should only be kneaded with water that was drawn and then left overnight to allow the water to cool overnight, so that the dough is not kneaded with warm water. Rava said matzah dough should not be kneaded in the sun, nor with water heated in the sun, nor with water from the bottom of the keli used to heat water. Although also the dough should continue to be worked on until it's placed in the oven. The baker should also have two kelim of water, one to be used for the dough and one to be used to cool off his hands with. Zakhmar, what's halacha if warm water was used to knead the dough? Mazutra says it's mutter, because just like soaked barley is mutter, even though it's not allowed to be done in the first place. Same thing over here. Rav Ashi said it's also, because Rabbanan did not specifically allow it over here, so we can't say that it's mutter based on the case of soaked barley. Hadmaloch perek kol shoha. Perek elu oivrim perek shlishi. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. If anyone has any of the following items on Pesach, he's oivrim for the lav m'bal yirabai motzah. If he has kutach of bovel, a dip containing bread, the beer of Madai, the vinegar of Edoim, zeisoim of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, Zoimim of the dyers, see what that means. Amelam of the chefs and koilin of the soifrim. Rabbi Eliezer says tachshitim of women should be included in this list as well. Zochmishna, the general rule is if something is made from one of the five grains, a person can be over for possessing it on Pesach. Mishna says eating anything in the above list would make one be over a lav, but would not make him be chayiv karis. Zakhti Gemara Bryce says there are three things about Kutach HaBavli. Number one, it clogs the heart because of the milk byproduct that it contains. Number two is it blinds the eyes because of the salt. And number three, it weakens the body because of the moldy bread that it contains. Bryce says three things increase a person's waist, make him stoop over, and take away 1/500th of his eyesight. They are whole grain bread, fresh beer, and raw vegetables. Bryce says three things decrease a person's waist, make him stand straighter, and are healthy for the eyes. White bread, from fine flour, fatty meat from a female goat that had never given birth, and old wine, meaning at least 2 years old. Anything that is good for one part of the body is harmful for the other part, and vice versa, except for the following, which are good for everything: fresh ginger, long peppers, white bread, fatty meats, and old wine. Mishnah says Sheicher Hamodai. Mar says in Modai the beer was made with barley, and that's why it's chometz. Mishnah says v'chometz Hamodai. I'm sorry, v'chometz Vadoimi. Gemara explains the vinegar in Edom is made by putting barley into the wine, and therefore it's chametz. Rav Nachman said in the times of Beis Hamikdash, the wine of the Yehuda region would not sour into vinegar because it was such high quality wine, unless barley was put into it. After the Churban, this bracha of such high quality wine was taken away from the Yehuda region and was given over to Edom. And Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda said, originally one would not have to give ma'aser from vinegar that was purchased from an Am Haaretz in the Yehuda region because it was known to have come from temed, which means inferior wine made by allowing the leftover grape particles to soak in water, thereby having the water require its taste, which is considered to be water, and therefore it's not chayiv mice. However, after the Churban, one would have to give mice from vinegar that was purchased from Namnar's in Yehuda region because it's known to have come from wine. In fact, we see from our Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda says that Temet is chayiv mice. Mar says in the first Bryce, he meant that we can assume that the Amorites gave mice because there's no significant cost in doing so. The second Gemara is another answer. Temet made from grape pulp is chayiv, but Temet made from grape seed is not chayiv. Mishnah said, "V'zeisam amitzri v'cholu." Rabbi Yosef explains this is a mixture made from 1/3 barley, 1/3 kortimi, and 1/3 salt. Rabbi Papa said that wheat was used instead of the barley. Mar explains the mixture would be soaked, toasted, and ground, and one would then drink this between Pesach and Shavuos. It healed constipation and also healed a loose stomach as well. However, it was dangerous for a sick person and a pregnant woman. Mishnah said, "V'zeisam shel tzaboyim v'cholu." Mar explains this is water in which grain was soaked, used in the dyeing process. The Mishnah said, "Va'amelon shel tabachim v'chulu." Mar explains this is a bread. This is bread of a grain which has not yet grown to 1/3 of its potential growth. This was used as a pot cover to absorb the foam from what was being cooked. The Mishnah said, "Va'koilon shel soifrim v'chulu." Mar explains this is the glue used by a shoemaker. Rav Simon bar Chuna'a said it was the cream, which contains flour, used by wealthy girls to remove hair. Rabbi Shai says it's a shoemaker's glue, and the reason it's called of the soifrim is because the soifrim would also use it for to glue together their papers. Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, af tachshitei noshim v'chulu. In fact, Omer, what's chametz about a woman's cosmetics? Omer says he's referring to the cream used to remove hair, and that had chametz in it. We find that Rabbi Yehuda Nimer Rav said that the cream was made of fine flour, which is, so therefore you see, it is chametz.